Unity. Cooperation. Self-sacrifice. Devotion. These may be regarded as exemplary qualities in all societies. Every human being would hope to live among individuals who possess these virtues. The film you are about to watch deals with just these examples of proper morality. Yet the heroes in it are not human beings at all. One of the distinguishing characteristics of the elephant, the largest land mammal on earth, is its devotion to its fellows. Sacrifice and mutual assistance are not limited to family members, but can be seen within the entire herd. A hot summer day on the African plains. Elephants are constantly on the move to find food and water. This nearly dry lake is the only source of water around. Many other animals, from wild oxen to buffalo, share this water with them. This baby elephant is finding it difficult to drink as his trunk is still very short. He has to bend down a long way to reach the water. One of the adult elephants bumps into it by accident, knocking it into the water. Unless the baby can escape at once, it will sink into the mud and die. There is no time to lose. The mother elephant kneels down and leans over the edge. She places her trunk under the baby and tries to pull it out. The other elephants reach the scene and join her, and they all try to pull the baby out. And a patient rescue operation begins. The sides are very steep. Some elephants, therefore, try to make a ramp to reach the baby by digging away at the edge. Others chase the buffaloes away from the scene. Because if a herd comes to drink near where the baby is caught, that will impede the rescue operation. Eventually, teamwork saves the day. The baby elephant is saved. Every elephant in the herd goes up to the baby and sniffs it with its trunk. This is a sign of affection among elephants. The devotion and mutual assistance within the herd has saved the baby's life. This astonishing devotion in living things is one of the miracles of God's creation. In one verse of the Quran, God informs us, "There is no creature God does not hold by the forelock."